Welcome to the radio broadcast. It's time, Christ in Your Ministries. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying to the end time remnant, body of Christ. Now let us enter into the sanctuary and hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to our hearts.
This is Evangelist Randy Brolo. We welcome you. We thank you for tuning in to this broadcast and inviting us into your homes, into your business place, into your cars, wherever you are, whatever it is that you're doing. We pray that God will speak to your heart through this broadcast. For these are not the words of man, but this is the word of God as God has placed into a vessel to speak the end time word to those that have an ear to hear the voice of the Lord. You know, we're living in troubled times. People don't know what's going on because they really are duped and they're deceived by the scriptures that are being taught, because it's a watered-down word, a watered-down gospel. You're not getting the whole counsel of God. You're getting a word of God that soothes your ears and soothes your soul and tells you everything is going to be all right and everything's going to be fine. Just keep living the way you're living and everything will be fine. God understands. God is a God of grace. Yes, God is a God of grace, because his grace saved me. His grace will save you. His grace and mercy that God came into this planet, into this atmosphere, and came and lived on this earth as a man. God is a spirit. God is a Holy Spirit, and in him is no sin. And he came into the presence of this atmosphere as a man, and his name is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And we have a teaching today, and so many people have itchy ears that they're believing, and they're being bewitched and being bamboozled that Jesus was just another man. He was just a prophet. He earned his way to heaven, and he earned all those things that he did because of his righteousness. But no, no, no. The scriptures tell us that God was with us. God is with us. And God is with us now in the presence of, in the form of the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. But today we have so many false Christs, false Jesus, false Holy Ghost, people going around speaking in tongues, but they're mean as a snake. They have no love. They have no concern for their fellow man, but they want to be seen by church folk. They want to be seen by religious people. They want to be seen by the bishops. They want to be seen by the upper echelon in the church world. And that is not true, quote unquote, true religion is undefiled. The Bible tells us that. And undefiled means that this, you're striving not to sin. Sin, I will guard my heart from sin. Lord, search me and see if there be anything in me that's not pleasing to you. That's what David said. Create in me a clean heart and a right spirit. And so nothing has changed, folks. Nothing has changed at all, because God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart and speak to your mind as we go into today's word that God has placed into this vessel. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up, for judgment is here upon the earth. Judgment is here, and it's going to get harder and harder. And if you're not prepared spiritually, if you're not prepared emotionally, you will fall away from the true and living God. If you don't have the fear of God in you, that fear that you will not sin, that fear that makes you want to walk right before God and man, that fear that makes you want to treat your neighbor with love, that fear that wants you to help someone that is in need, that fear of God that helps you to keep the scriptures, you know, be a doer of the word, not just a hearer, because you'll be deceiving yourself. And so if you have your Bibles, if you don't have your Bibles, turn with me to Ecclesiastes 3. Ecclesiastes 3, starting at the 15th verse. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be, hath already been. I'm going to read that again. Verse 15, Ecclesiastes. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. You see, folks, there's nothing new under the sun. It goes around. And, you know, prophetically speaking, this scripture tells us that whatever took place years ago, many centuries ago, where there was sin, like in the days of Noah, when there was sin in the camp of Israel, it is today. There's sin in the church. There's sin in the world. There's nothing new under the sun. And God requires us to have the fear of God. Hide his word in your heart. And when you hide the word in your heart, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The heart can guide the mind. You know, love covers a multitude of faults. And love thinks no evil. So you see there's a battle in the mind, because it starts with the mind. The enemy speaks to your mind. He can't place thoughts. He can't speak out of your mind, but he places thoughts into your mind that you will speak out of your heart that which you hear and that which you think. Love thinks no evil. Yes, you can have a thought, a life that is lovely, a thought life that is pure, a thought life that is good and a good report. You can think good things. Your mind can be renewed through the power of the Holy Spirit. Then the power of the Holy Spirit is in your heart. Your heart, if you keep the word of God in your heart, your spirit man will control your thought life. And love will think no evil. Love will think good thoughts. But today we have people who are critical of one another, finger pointers, judgmental of one another, you know, criticizing. We have people out here throwing dirt on each other, speaking evil of one another. You know, talking bad about your neighbor, talking bad about politicians. Now, when there's the truth is the truth. Truth hurts. And so many people today get offended. They get offended because of truth. And some people get offended no matter what you say to them. They just get so offended because they have no love. Love will cover a multitude of faults. And so the gospel today is the same yesterday. The good news today is that Jesus has come, died, and rose again, and sent the Holy Ghost that we will have power. Power to become the sons of God. Power to become the bride of Christ. Will you be like the five unwise virgins who had no oil in their lamps and they weren't prepared for the coming of destruction that took place in 70 AD? And that which was is going to be again. We're in an hour of judgment. Jesus is soon to come back. Many are not teaching about the coming of the Lord. And some are, because God has placed into this planet those that, from the beginning of time, who are to, for such a time as this, to wake the body of Christ up, to wake you up, to shake you out of your sleep, like Samson was shook. His eyes was closed. His eyes was put out. And many today have that spirit of Delilah over them, and they don't see what is going on spiritually over the whole globe, because they're caught up in their own personal little me, myself, and I, because of economics, because of can't find a job, because of family situations. Many are falling away from the true and living God. But if you put your trust and put your love in the scriptures, put your hope and trust in Jesus. Put your hope and trust in the Word of God. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word became flesh. And the Word of God becomes flesh in you. So therefore, you can speak those things that be not as though they were. Now, we're not talking about a get-rich gospel here, because many today think that I could just use Jesus as a genie and he could help me get out of my financial situation. We're talking about what the Holy Ghost says, be ye perfect, be ye mature in Christ, a full grown vessel, mature in Christ, that you will not sin against God, that you'll understand the signs of the times that you're living in, that you'll know that you know that you know that you have perfect peace. When sudden destruction comes, you won't be dismayed. You won't have the fear of the things that are coming on the earth, for there are going to be more destruction. You think that young man that killed all those people over that movie was horrifying. Well, that's been going on. There's been other cases of that. And the media is going to blow it up because they make money off of what they televise. But they put fear into people's hearts. The media is designed to put fear in your heart When was the last time, how many good things have you heard on television? How many good things have you heard on the World Wide Web? Think about that. A web, an internet, a net that covers you up, that binds you up, that binds you up in fear. Not saying that there's not good things on TV, but you got to really search for it. Not saying that there's not good things on the internet, but you have to really search for it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you seek, you shall find. If you look, you will find. If you knock, you will find. So look for those things that are good, those things that are godly, those things that are not evil. Many things are coming across the media today that are affecting our youth, and they're getting caught up spiritually into wickedness. They're getting caught up spiritually into witchcraft. Harry Potter, all the spirit of fear, spirit of sex, spirit of lust. And we wonder why our kids are getting into things that they're getting into, because they're seeing the wrong things, because the parents are seeing the wrong things. The parents are not teaching the children because they don't have the fear of God. They don't have the word of God. So who will the youth look up to? Who are the youth to look up and respect? So if you're not doing your job as a parent, you're not doing your job as an elder citizen, as an elder statesman, as an elder person in the church or elder person in the world, knowing the scriptures, who will the youth look up to? Who do the youth have to look to say, I want to be like this person? They live godly. They live righteous. They live holy. And that sounds corny to some people because it's not culturally correct. Oh, you're not into that? Oh, man. You know, they call it player hating, you know, but the word of God says what he says. And so that which was shall be, and nothing is new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 16. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment. God judges. God judges the wicked. That wickedness was there, and the wickedness is here now. And the wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, wickedness was in the midst, and in the midst was iniquity was there. And I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time, and for there is a purpose, and for every work. You see, beloved, there is a time and a place for everything, and God has a time and a place. The time is now for you, for me, for all of us to live righteous, to live holy, to live for Jesus Christ, the Word of God alone. Don't live for your church. Don't live for your church place. Don't live for all the works that you're doing. Don't live for your pastor. Don't live for your bishop. Don't live for your apostle. Don't live for your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. For every man shall answer, everyone shall answer to the Lord for a time of judgment. And we're in a time of judgment here on the earth, and you see many things taking place. God is speaking. God is speaking. You know, many say, well, that can't be God that's allowing the fires. Well, God doesn't cause the fires, but there is a spiritual law where Satan has authority to do that which he has destined himself to do and to be. For he is wicked. He is evil. And we're not ignorant of his devices. So he goes before the Lord and he gets permission. Anything that Satan does here in the earth with the whirlwinds and with the calamities and with the pestilence and the famines, he has to get permission from God. And God has already placed it. And God has already spoken the word. God has already set forth that which is to come and that which is to be here in the earth. And he shall always have a remnant of people who will serve him, love him, and worship him, and speak the word line upon line, precept upon precept, the whole counsel. Not this watered down gospel that tells you everything is going to be all right. You can live any old kind of way. That is not far, so far from the truth, and it bewitches you. It deceives you. And we know that in the last days, that spirit of deceit, as we've been studying about the Jezebel spirit, that spirit that teaches you false gospel, the false Christ, the false Jesus. And we know that it's here in the earth. We have an Antichrist spirit in America. We have a law that's trying to change the rules and trying to change courts to accept that which is right now culturally correct, that man can marry man and man can have sex with each other and it's okay. You're going to be judged, America, over that. You're being judged right now for abortion. You're being judged for all the evil that is being done. And in your own personal lives, you that are listening to this broadcast, you might not want to hear this, but it's truth. There's a judgment. You know, God is a God of love. And when he chastens you, beloved, he chastens you because he loves you and he wants you to turn your heart to him and do that which is right. But if you have no conviction over what you're doing, then you don't have the Holy Spirit. Conviction brings repentance. And God is looking for a people, a nation that will repent. Repent and turn your hearts to the Lord. Repent and say, God, forgive me for those things I've said. Forgive me for those things I've done. Forgive me for the way I've treated my family member. Forgive me for the way I've treated a customer. Forgive me for the way that I've acted when they've come into my place of business and I did those wrong things from my heart. I was evil. I was angry. I was mad. I didn't have kindness. I didn't have meekness. I didn't have gentleness. Didn't use wisdom. Forgive me how I hurt my family member, how I lied on my family member, how my family member might have lied on me, and I got angry and upset, and I tried to retaliate. And the Bible tells us, vengeance is mine. So if you speak softly, soft words turn away wrath. If you keep the word in your heart, if you speak softly in the time of trouble and trust the Lord, you will see that God will turn your situation around. But if you continue to try to do things in your own eyes, if you continue to try to do things in your own spirit, you will see that you will get nowhere. It only brings judgment on you. Let God have control over everything in your life. Submit yourself to the Lord. Crucify the lusts of your flesh. Die to your flesh. Die to yourself, but alive unto Christ. That doesn't mean that you're going to be totally dead where you can't be doing anything. You're a mummy. You'll have convictions about certain things that you used to do. You won't go to the places that you used to go. You'll be different. You'll be a light. You'll look different. You'll talk different. You'll walk different because you'll have the true Holy Ghost. The true Holy Ghost will have you to walk right, talk right, from the heart. You have to be careful of people who have smooth and flattery words. They have their own agenda. They have their own platform. They're trying to build up their own kingdom. This is a Jezebel spirit. And they try to manipulate you and control you and say those things to you to bring you under their umbrella. That is a Jezebel spirit. And in this world today, we have many Jezebels, the spirit of Jezebel. We have the spirit of Pharmakia. And the spirit of Pharmakia is trying to kill many people. Many have died because of drug abuse. Many have lost their family members because of drug abuse. And there's all types of substance abuse. There's all types of drug abuse. It could be cocaine, heroin, alcohol, methane, all types of pills. All taken because they've listened to that spirit that says, here, do this, do that. Crack cocaine. And it ruins your mind. It ruins your thought life. It ruins your understanding. You have no reasoning. You have no judgment. And it affects your heart. You have no love. And so some people, even though they're under the influence of substance abuse, they still have that little bit of love that's in them. They want to be free. They don't want to live that way. But they can't help themselves because they're in bondage. Well, today Jesus can set you free. The same yesterday, today, and forever. The Spirit of Christ is here today to set all who are oppressed of the devil free. If you're going under oppression, if you're under the bondage of depression, if you're under the bondage of substance abuse, if you're under the bondage of just being down and out because of the things that you're hearing, the fear of the things that's coming on the earth, we say in the name of Jesus, rise and be free. Loose them, Satan. Set them free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Set them free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Loose them, Satan, and let them go. You have no authority over their lives. We take command over you. We command you to go and loose. If you've been sick in your body, you have infirmities, and sickness keeps coming back, that is a demon spirit. And God can loosen you today. And we command that spirit of infirmity to loose the people right now to hear this broadcast. In the name of Jesus. Those that have a back trouble. You've been having back trouble. God says that you heal right now in the name of Jesus. It's your faith. Be it unto you. Your faith. Just feel the warmth and the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you right now as God is healing you. Yes, God can, God will, and God does heal. He went about doing good, and God is going about doing good now in the power of the Holy Ghost. And we thank God for his healing power today. And God doesn't want to judge, but he has to because he's a God of judgment. And God will continue to judge until people, until nations turn to righteousness, until people turn into the true and living God. And his name is Jesus. Matthew 24, starting at the 35th scripture. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Yes, the heavens, not the heavens where God lives, but the heavens where Satan has the authority. He's the prince and power of the air. He's the ruler of darkness. Yes, and he does have authority for now. But we take authority, we that are in the earth, and you fill with the Holy Ghost, you have authority over that power of the air. But the church is not taking authority because the church is not living right. If you don't live right, if you don't live in holiness and righteousness and really love the Lord and serve the God that you serve with love and kindness to others and love and kindness to your family members and speak from your heart, then you have no authority. Satan has a legal right over you. So you have authority here in the earth. But heaven and earth shall pass away. But my word, saith the Lord, shall never pass away. Shall never pass away. Verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only, Jesus says. Talking about the coming of the Lord. Jesus is soon to come, but no man knows the hour. Some try to say, oh, it's going to be sometime this December, 2012. Many have said it was in 2000, the turn of the century. Someone was predicting this and predicting that. But the scriptures clearly tell us no man knows the hour or the day. Only the Father in heaven. We have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is here in the earth. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father where he has all authority. Because he's overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. He rose again from the dead after 3 days. And many testimony was seen by him. Was seen of him. And have you seen him? Do you know him now? Yes. And they saw him going up in a cloud. And the angel said, why ye standing here gazing? This same Jesus. So that means there's another Jesus. But this same Jesus shall come back as you see him. And the Bible clearly tells us in scriptures that Jesus is coming back in a cloud, on a horse. And all who love him shall follow with him. And we shall live and ever be with the Lord here in this earth forever and ever. And you shall never die. But in the meantime, you're here in the earth. You're here in your, what I call your temporary suit, which is your body. Because you're a trifold being, you're a triune being, your body, soul, and spirit. But when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you become what God has created you to be, spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. And we're talking about the return of Jesus here in Matthew 24:37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall it also be the coming of the Son of Man. What was the days of Noah? Did you read about it in the scriptures? The earth was filled with violence, the Bible says. Filled with violence. The earth is filled with violence now, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because as it was in the days of Noah, and that which was shall be. And God has already had this thing laid out, and we're just walking into what has been said. And so the earth is filled with violence now, and it's going to get greater and greater. But are you protected? The only thing that can protect you is the blood of Jesus, the word of God, your walk with the Lord, personal walk. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall be at the coming of the Son of Man. Yes, Jesus is soon to come. Many don't believe that. Many don't. They're not walking in the word of God. They're not walking in the light of the Lord. They're going into their own likeness. They're going into their own likeness of their own image. seeing what they see on TV. They want to be like this one. They want to be like that one. They want to imitate that which is evil. And so they're thinking in their own mindset. But the Bible clearly tells us, be like Christ. Be like Christ. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. If you see someone that is not following the Lord, get away from them. I'm talking about in their heart, not what they say. For many say, quote, scriptures all day long. They could tell you everything up and down about the Bible. The devil knows the Bible. The devil knows the Word of God. So we're not talking about how much you know. People don't care about how much you know, but how much do you care? What is the love you have? What is the love of Christ? The love of Christ in your heart, passing it from one to another, making a difference in your community, making a difference in your home, making a difference in your school, making a difference on your job, making a difference in the marketplace. You can be the light of the world when Christ is in your heart. Yes, people want to see something different. They want to see something different about you. They don't want to see just plain old church folk coming in the church and coming out being the same way. Going to church, I see a man at least once a week. He says he's a bishop, and bishops are not to drink. None of us are supposed to be drinking a strong drink or wine. Wine that is fermented, that destroys the brain. You know, they use the scriptures, well, you know, you can drink a little wine for that stomach's sake. But if you study and do your homework, you'll see Paul wasn't talking about that kind of wine. So I see bishops, I see a particular bishop, quote unquote, a bishop. Every day I see him once a week pull up in front of the liquor store, because I work in a facility from time to time that is right next to a liquor store. And this individual gets his bottle, gets his drink on. And so he's a drunkard. He's an alcoholic. But yet he can stand up every Sunday and preach to the people. But can you preach about holiness? Can you preach about righteousness? Can you preach about abstinence? To abstain. No, you can't do that without any type of conviction. And if you did, you'd be a hypocrite. We can't tell you anything that God hasn't put us through. God puts us through the ringer. God puts us in the fire, and as we overcome, we have more power. We have authority over that which we repent from and that which we ask God to forgive us and turn our hearts around so that we have power and grace. But no, today people want to do that which is right in their own eyes. They make excuses. They say this, that God understands. It's okay for us to do this and to do that. But that, not so, beloved, not so. Not so. Judges. Read the book of Judges 21 and 25. It says, in those days there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. See, when there's no King of Kings in your heart, when Jesus, who is the King of Kings, is not in your heart, you're going to do that which is right in your own eyes. We love you, beloved. We warn you. We edify you, we build you up, and we prepare you for that which is to come. And we bless your name, Lord Jesus, for this message. Speak to the hearts of people that they might repent, that they might have a conviction to live right, to live holy in this end time. And we thank you, Lord, for your word is forever settled in heaven. Your word is spirit, and your word is truth. And we love you. And most of all, we love the people that you've placed around us. Thank you for placing this love in our hearts to warn the people, to prepare them, to help them to understand that their lamps, their heart must be filled. They must be filled with you, Lord, in order to be prepared for your coming, that we be caught away from this great tribulation in this end time. In Jesus' name we pray. Until next time, God bless you. We love you. See you again.